FM 90.3 WJTL Music from Love and the Outcome. He is with us, Brandon Murphy. I will wait. Just before that, good morning. 7:05. Happy Winning Wednesday. Fred and Annie with you.
It is Winning Wednesday. Today, we're giving away gift certificates to Dutch Way Farm Market. Listen all day for details on how to call in and win with Dutch Way and WJTL.
Joining us on the phone this morning, our friend Craig Miller. Craig is with Culture Bound this morning on loan from Crossworld. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning to you, Fred and Annie.
Hey.
Great to have you on the air. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning, Craig?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my nephew. He's a longtime fan of yours, Fred, and also the Kids Cookie Break. We were listening to Camping on the Moon on Saturday morning together. And I love that song, Fred. Thank you so much for all these years of laughs and your voice, really. When I go around the world, I know that I can always tune in to WJTL. And that's the constancy of your ministry. And Fred also just simply being predictable, man. I think Brent, it's time from you.
Oh, Craig, thank you so much. Now, you are stateside right now, but tell us, just give us, before we talk about Culture Bound, tell us a little bit about, you know, where you guys were before you came stateside, got stranded here with COVID, and what's the opportunity for you to go back?
Sure. We were in Brazil first, and then for years, and then to the islands of Spain off the coast of Morocco called the Canary Islands. And we've been with Crossroad for over 15 years working in different church planning and discipleship ministries, and hoping to get back when the borders open. But until then, we're with Culture Bound helping train people to go overseas.
Well, great. Tell us about Culture Bound and what you're doing with them.
Well, Culture Bound is interesting because just like many ministries that help the church, we exist to help build bridges from anyone to anywhere. So that's through culture and through language acquisition. And lately, people are even using our training for their churches because America's become so multicultural that the people across the street are nothing like who we are, you know, people who are born and raised here. And so, you know, we're actually taking all this accumulated missionary knowledge, you know, and putting it into a practical way that people in church, people in the pews can get active, you know, in reaching people that are different than themselves.
So how are you doing that? Are you doing that through the internet, in-person training? How's it look?
Yeah, it's a funny story. We last summer we were working together and we all said, at the same time, like, let's get everything 100% online. So over the winter, we were working really hard to make sure we had all of our training, all of our materials, everything online for people to use. And then COVID hit.
The Lord knew that you needed to do that.
Exactly. Annie, it was so awesome because we were good. We just, you know, locked the door, sealed the seals, you know, like everybody else, went into hiding in a way to protect everybody in society. Like, we all tried so well. We don't try to congratulate ourselves much for it, but we did well, you know, and God used that to reach so many people. So many other missionaries overseas were on lockdown that they would call and say, hey, we need training. Can we do it now? We're twiddling our thumbs here in our house, you know, in Asia or in Europe or wherever.
That's awesome. If folks want to find out more information or find out if Culture Bound is something they could do, can they visit you online, Craig?
Yeah, they can go to culturebound.org, and there's a bunch of buttons you can click on there and find out what areas you can learn more about and sign up for classes.
culturebound.org. We'll talk more with Craig coming up. He'll tell us about their church course and more on the way. We also have music from Kane,